Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. In this clip, I tell a story about how you can use language thoughtfully to evoke the response you want from another person. Careful attention to language and learning the right way to present things is a key interpersonal skill. The real talent here, and some people have got it naturally, the rest of us are condemned to try and learn it, is not do you have good textbook theories of what people want, it's can you read that particular human being in front of you. I'll risk a gender-specific point, but I really feel bad about this. I wasted most of my teenage years and much of my 20s trying to answer the question, what do women want? And of course, eventually I grew up and realized that it's a stupid question. Because the only real answer is, what does the human being in front of you want? Am I making sense in that? Any generalization about what women want is going to be false. The essential talent is, are you interested enough to deal with this person as a human being? Not on moral grounds, not because you believe in being nice to people, but because the only way you're going to get them to give you what you want is to figure out how to give them what they want. Am I still making sense? This is a practical business question, it's not a moral one. Let me give you an example of my wife in action. And this is going to sound like a joke, it's deadly serious. She shows up in my study at home one day, a few years back, and she says, darling, I've got a really big problem, I really would appreciate your help. So being male, I'm naturally condescending and pompous and patronizing, right? I become macho immediately. And I go into, yes, dear, how do I help you with your problem? Right, being typically male. And she says, well, sweetie, as you know, we're having a dinner party for friends tonight, and I was just going over the list, my darling, of all the things that needed to get done. Shop for the ingredients, cook the meal, you know, clean the house, set the table, you know, choose the flowers, you know, select the music. And my sweetheart, I was just estimating how long each of these tasks might take. And it looked as if there would not quite be enough time for them all to be done, you know, by the time our friends arrive. And I do so much want this evening to go well. So, beloved, I wonder if you have any advice for me. Now, get past the humor. It's funny, right? But let's leave the humor behind. See if you're with me. Would that work on you? Because notice, the other way of doing it is, I hope you're with me on the point, the morality was on her side. The facts were on her side. If she had wanted to, she could have done what we do in business all the time, which is come in and do a performance appraisal. Right? Which is, you know, you ugly sexist bastard, you. This is not fair, you're being, you know, this is inappropriate behavior. Let me tell you what I don't like about you. And by the way, whilst I'm at it, let me tell you about the things I haven't liked about you for 10 years. And let me tell you what I want you to do. And you be with me still? The facts are on her side, the morality is on her side, she is in the right. But done that way, the odds that she gets what you want are lower. The issue here is not about how women talk to men, or men talk to women, or parents talk to children. The issue is that if you're trying to get the other person to respond to you, you basically get two choices. One is to take the stern role of I am right and you will listen to me, or you get the chance of let me help you save face. Let me draw you into the relationship by making you want to come towards me in the relationship. And I would suggest that as you think about the different ways you can phrase things, you really have to make some choices about, do you want to be in the right, or do you want to get what you want from the other person? This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, STORE. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.